Hello there, this is Wedge from First Signs. Just got a little bit of media news. I've been invited to go on the radio on Monday, national radio around midday, and we're going to be talking about the controversial subject of assisted self-harm. Now, I don't like the word assisted because it sounds like a healthcare professional is helping somebody self-harm, but it's this idea of being allowed to hurt yourself even when you're perhaps an inpatient or someone living in a community or a housing community, a care community. And so the question is, you know, if you are using self-harm as your coping mechanism, if it's all that you rely on, how do you do that if you don't have the permission or the privacy to actually perform the action? And some people are saying, of course, that if we're trying to help people move away from self-harm, then we can't allow them to do it. Now, that sounds crazy to me. That sounds like trying to change a tyre without a jack. Obviously, a person who's moving away from self-injury needs support and new ways of coping before we take away their self-injury. So just like a car, if you're going to change a tyre, you need to support that car with a jack before you take the wheel off. I believe that moving away from self-injury is a long-term process, and we can't simply tell people to stop, nor do we have the moral right to tell people, I control you. I decide where and how and what you do. That's disempowering and therefore damaging to the ego and difficult for self-esteem. Instead, we need to empower people to make new choices in their lives and to build their self-esteem. So we don't like it when institutions or people in places of authority tell people in distress how to be and what to do. We believe that a therapeutic relationship involves the client, involves the patient in their care, and therefore we totally respect those institutions that are in the media right now who, assisted is the wrong word, but who recognise that self-harm happens within their walls, and therefore they build it into the care plan for that individual, and they train the healthcare practitioners, the staff, in the procedure, in the process, and how we treat a person and how we look after a person. So anyway, that's the background, that's the context, I suppose. I'm just having a think about how I'm gonna speak and how I'm gonna feel on Monday when I pop down to London and I go into the studio. I'm going to be talking with Jennifer. She's a consultant for the NHS, a consultant nurse, and she's uncomfortable with the idea of assisted self-harm. I'm uncomfortable with the word assisted, but it's no surprise that she's uncomfortable. There are so many complex issues around this idea of letting somebody hurt themselves. It goes against people's, you know, if they're healthcare professionals, it goes against their aims and objectives. Of course, I believe that we're talking about the best interests of the patient, and that's a much longer term conversation than the short term today this person is hurting themselves. But I hope to learn more from Jennifer as we discuss this, you know, difficult issue. And I also hope to get First Signs points across about valuing the person and considering the person and the emotional distress, the emotional triggers behind the behaviour, rather than focusing on the behaviour only. Anyway, I blogged about this a little bit at blog.firstsigns.org.uk, and the radio show picked up on that, so it's great to get a call. But I'm just having a think about how I feel about it. I guess I'm ready to talk a little bit on the radio. It'll be good for First Signs, and hopefully it'll allow people to talk more around this really difficult subject. So I guess media coverage is good. It's always possible, though, that I might stumble over my words and that won't make me feel good. But we'll see how we do, eh? But if you have thoughts about whether an institution should allow you to hurt yourself during care, please let us know. If you want to tweet us, we're on Twitter. Or if you want to email me, I'm at wedge@firstsigns.org.uk. Hope to hear from you.